Welcome to the third of our videos on theatre making. Last time we looked at some of the characters, and this week we'll be looking at journeys within the story. All stories have a journey. This can be a literal one, from one place to another, or it can be a personal journey, a discovery, some kind of learning. In the case of The Ugly Duckling, there are both, and they work together. At the start, the duck is on a lake on a really sunny day, and at the end, he's far from home, surrounded by ice. At the beginning, he dislikes himself, he doesn't think he belongs. At the end, he learns to like himself and finds new friends. The drama in a story comes from danger, the idea that it could all go wrong. When the ugly duckling leaves home, he's alone. And don't forget, he's small and he's young. This makes him vulnerable. Every time he meets someone, he's at risk. He's lucky that the old woman takes him in. She wants his eggs. But what will happen when she learns he can't lay eggs? Next, we meet the cat and the hen.
In this house, it was clear the two old ladies ruled the roost. They'd set their routine over many years.
Tell me, Chuck, can you lay eggs?
No.
What did you say?
I can't lay eggs. I'm a drake.
You're a strange creature, but you don't look like a snake to me.
I thought snakes could lay eggs, Peg.
Oh, what's wrong with his legs?
I don't know. Is there something wrong with your legs?
My legs are fine, but I can't lay eggs.
Oh, not to worry. I'm sure you can purr just fine.
I've never really tried.
Well, a young lad like you can still make sparks with your fur.
But I haven't got fur. I've got feathers.
What did he say?
Complaining about the weather. He never saw the weather of 75.
There is one thing. I can swim pretty well.
Did you say you could sing?
No, Peg. He said he could swing.
I didn't say either. I said I can swim.
Swimming?
Oh, it'll be a month of Mondays before you catch one of us near water.
But it's so refreshing. To feel the surface slip over your head as you dive to the bottom. There's nothing... What is it? What's the joke?
Oh, it's nothing! It's... You tell it, Betty!
You said... Bottom!
Of course. You heard that just fine.
Oh no. We don't drink wine here.
Perhaps I should just learn to make sparks.
The cat and the hen aren't dangerous in the usual sense. They're not threatening to hurt the duck physically, but they do risk hurting him emotionally. The ugly duckling thought and hoped that he'd find friends. And when the cat and hen are mean to him, that really hurts. All these extracts that you're hearing are taken from the current draft of our script. And you might be asking, why did we change the cat and the hen? Firstly, we made them two female characters. This is mostly down to casting, because we're planning on having two men and two women in our cast. But then, maybe more importantly, why did we make them old? Throughout the full version of our story, we meet various characters and we want them all to have different flavours, have a different feel within the production. Also, just like with the mother duck before, making them old suggests that they should be wise, they should know better. But they're silly and they're still uninterested in the duckling. And this switch hurts the ugly duckling more because he'd hoped for better. We've still got a little while till the production, so everything could change. Now it's over to you. Our third home exercise is to write a diary entry. Choose one of the characters we've met. This could be someone from the family of ducks. It could be the ugly duckling himself. It could be the cat, or it could be the hen. Choose a day in their life and write a page of their diary. Ask yourself, what did they do? What did they think? And what did they feel? As always, you can download the sheet from our website, and we'd love to see them. So please share them with us. We'll share them in return and we'll get back to you with our comments. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you in video 4.